Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 1st of October 2009 and the time is 5:15 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your name, your age and where you're from.
My name is Giuseppe James Marco Spadoni. I'm 46 years old and I'm from York.
And how are you today?
I'm very excited and very nervous.
Can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
Well, I just was very intrigued by the whole and very excited by the whole idea of taking up the fourth plinth and becoming part of history. Normally these places are reserved for great soldiers, kings and so forth, princes, things like that. So to actually stand there myself, I thought that was something really I wanted to be doing.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the fourth plinth, what happened then for you?
Well, then I thought, first of all, somebody was joking. So I had to check it all out and I obviously immediately accepted, and then I could see it was real and I was very excited. But then I thought, what on earth will I do? So then I had to take time and consideration on how I would use my hour wisely.
And so how did you make that decision?
Well, I thought that it's such a special, unique opportunity, I had to really put it into orders of priorities. I couldn't take it all for myself, I had to share it. So I looked to people that had causes that I was interested in. The one today that I'm involved in is Strangers into Citizens, and it's for these people that are stuck in limbo. So I thought I could give some of the time to them, give them a platform as well, but also myself. Then one of my priorities is my family. It's very important to me. I've got a very big family, so I wanted to bring them actually on the plinth with me, and I will do that by my presentation today.
And how will you do that? What will your presentation be?
Because my family have always said I've got delusions of grandeur, which is quite true. So I'm actually today going up there as Count Giuseppe James Marco Spadoni. And what I will do is, as well as making the plinth Italian for the 1 hour, that's the first thing I'll do. After I've done that, later on, I will award different titles to different members of my family. So it'll be quite personal between myself and them, but it's like giving a gift from the plinth to them. And I thought that'd be a good memory, a good thing we can talk about in the future. Obviously they're all watching it tonight, and I hope it goes down well.
And why did you decide to make the plinth Italian?
Because my heritage is Italian, my father's Italian, obviously I have a name, Giuseppe Spadoni. My father was an immigrant in the 60s, and he's obviously been here since the 60s. We've got a huge family now, and so we all feel very Italian. Even though we're British, we're also Italian as well. And so what a wonderful thing to be able to make the plinth symbol of Britishness actually Italian for 1 hour. It's like sharing the heritages, sharing the nationalities.
And can I ask you to say a bit about what you're wearing today for the occasion?
Today I'm wearing I suppose the outfit is similar to what Amadeus, that sort of outfit, you think of 17th century robes, waistcoats, and long sort of stocking tights as well, frilly collar. I feel very at home with it, actually, very at home.
And you've also brought somebody else with you in costume today.
Obviously I wanted to involve my wife, so I thought it was a great opportunity for her to be involved, so she could dress up, she could get into the spirit of things. She's actually today Countess Tracy Spadoni, and again she's going to be under the plinth supporting me. We've had money made. I've made lira, Italian lira, with my own head on, to promote it. And on the back of that, we've stamped "Strangers into Citizen" campaign on there. So it's two functions. So she's going to be giving those out and giving sweets out as well.
And you said you're going to be going up as a count.
Yes.
And will you be in a character?
I will. My family would just say that it's been his arrogant self. I'm not usually that arrogant, but today I would be maybe more arrogant because it's more like acting and somewhat, that's the idea at the moment. Maybe when I get there I'll totally freeze, but at the moment the idea is to be quite noble. This is the idea. In reality we'll have to wait and see. We'll know in an hour, won't we?
And can I ask how you spend your hour? You said you're going to award titles to your family.
First of all, the running mode is going to be I will dress, I will tell the people I'm now going to make the plinth. I'll introduce myself first, I'll make the plinth Italian for that 1 hour. Then I will dress the plinth in Italian flags. And then I will speak from there about the Strangers in Citizen campaign, bring attention to that, say a few stories about that. At any point I can also switch over to them, they're going to sing a song from below the plinth, that gives me a few minutes off. And then when it comes back to me, when I think it's right, then I will then announce that I'm going to use my power of the plinth and the power of being a count to award titles to various members of my family. So maybe it'll be a bit boring for the people in Trafalgar Square, but it'll be quite, it's a personal touch for my family at home. And then we'll finish off with Rule Britannia, because as well as being Italian, obviously I'm British, and that's, I've got a British flag then as well, Union Jack, that we'll finish off with Rule Britannia, which I think's a nice way to finish it really. And my biggest concern is timings, if it'll all work to plan, but we'll see, you know.
And the Strangers in the Citizen campaign, would you like to say a bit about that and why you chose that campaign?
Yeah, these are people who are stuck here because they can't, like, you can't send people back to Zimbabwe now, it's not allowed. But on the same note, they can't become British. So that means they actually stay here with food vouchers in a council property and they can't legally work. They actually can't, so they can't do anything. Some of them have gone to school and got degrees and everything, but then they get the degree and nothing. They just wait and wait. What we're saying is there should be an amnesty just to process everybody, not bring anybody else new in. We're not on about that. This is a different subject. This is the people that are already here. It's backed by the Mayor of London. And so just get it sorted out, really, you know. So obviously, if I can give them a little bit of a platform, if 10 more people after today go to the website, my job is done.
Can I ask you to speak a little bit about yourself now?
Yeah, I'm 46 years old. I'm a web designer, that's my business. I run a small business in York, building different websites. The biggest thing in my life is my family. I've got a daughter who's travelling all over India at the moment. She's going to be watching from India tonight. I've got a son, and I've got two stepdaughters, Dana and Lishka, who will also be watching. And so family is very important for us. I've got four brothers and a sister. That's really very, everything we do is surrounded by the family more than anything else, really. You know, we quite sort of live in each other's pockets. And that's why it was important today for me to bring them involved, you know. So
what does family mean to you?
I think it's everything, really, because it's the core centre of where I am personally, of developing different people within it, helping people out, and doing things together and making memories together. And again today, even though we're not physically together, this will bring the family together. And I think that's very much what I'm about.
What do your family think about you coming on the plinth?
They were all very scared and very worried. What are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do? Oh no, don't do, what are you doing that for? That's ridiculous, you know. But then they thought that was quite typical of what I would do, you know. Whether I pull it off, we'll have to wait and see.
You said you were a web designer. Can I ask you about that?
Yeah, we've been doing that about 10 years now. We build websites all over the world, mainly in America, and we're self-taught, and it earns quite a nice living, and it's a nice job for us. Before that, I was in sales, going right the way back to when I left school. I went into the Air Force for 6 years, and served in Germany and all over the UK, and then I went into sales. For big companies, selling to people like Tesco, so on and so forth. And then as time went on, I decided I wanted to do things myself. So that's me and my brother do that now ourselves.
So you're in business together?
Yes, yeah. We work together side by side. So again, that's the family thing coming in again. Can't get rid of them, really.
And what do you enjoy about the web design? How did you decide to go that route? It's quite a varied career path.
Yeah, I think because we just started to learn ourselves at home, and then we thought we could do that quite easily, and we learned about programs, and then we started to do it for friends, and then it built from there, and it's been very interesting, and it is rewarding when you see the end result, and it's all, you know, I mean, this very project has a very good website, you know, very, very well put together, and it's got live feed, very, you know, very comprehensive. And when you put something like that together, that is exciting.
You said you worked in the RAF?
Yeah, I was administrator in the Air Force for 6 years, but that's from when I was 18. 17 I joined up, and I left 6 years later, and I served in Germany, Cyprus, all over the UK with different squadrons. And that was very good. That was a good way of actually leaving the family, standing on my own 2 feet, and then deciding what I wanted to do, really. It was like a grounding.
What impact do you think that had on you as a person?
It made me more organised. I'm very organised and very structured in, well, like, even coming down here, you have to make lists and plan out certain list of different things for us to do, a running order, and we have to work out timings, and we have to work out what equipment do we need to bring it all together. And that's helped me also in lots of my jobs as well. So it was a good grounding, really, for many things.
What were your 3 words that you chose to describe yourself?
Do you know, one of them was noble. Noble. I've not looked at it for a few days now. Noble. I cringed when I wrote them, but I thought they were appropriate. Noble was one of them. And again, that's in fitting with what I'm trying to do here today.
What other words do you think now you would use to describe yourself?
Humorous. So we've got humorous, and you put me on the spot, you're humorous, noble, and somewhat eccentric sometimes, yeah.
Have you always been that way?
Yeah, I think it goes, as you get more confidence in life and you do more different things, more diverse things. Again, this, what we're doing here today, will change me again. Just slightly, you know, just changing slightly. It's another experience, something you've done. Even if it goes a bit wrong today, it's still something I did. You know, I stood in Trafalgar Square on the plinth, and that's very exciting.
Can I ask about your Italian heritage and what you know about your
family? Yeah, we all come from south of Italy, southern Italy, a place called Bari in Puglia. It's very industrial. It's very sort of rough and rugged. Just like going, if you go to holiday to Bari, it's a bit like going to Leeds or somewhere, you know. But again, because we've grown up there quite a lot, you know, we've gone on holidays a lot and things like that, it's like going back home, it really is. And it's always been like going home, really. Even though we've grown up here and we've gone to school here and had our education here, we all feel very close to Italy. You know, and it's a very different atmosphere over there. And so we feel our father's brought us up, even though we're all British, he's brought us up, you know, the menus have all been Italian, our different ventures have all been, you know, around Italy, really. We had for a few years we had a small chain in York of little like deli bar takeaway places, all Italian food, you know, and that was all from recipes from Italy, from our home, you know. So it means a great deal to me. But on the same note, being British also means a great deal to me.
Do you know what it was that sparked your father's move to the UK?
Work, yeah, work, definitely. Very little work at that time. And so he thought, I'll go to, you know, a lot of waiters were coming over that time, all restaurant type of things, and really it's, they follow each other. They still do now, actually. They follow each other. A friend comes across, they go and stay with a friend, and so forth, and they stay, and they start working, then they build up, you know, a job, a home, get married, and of course he met Mum, and he's still here today. And of course he's still Italian, he never applied to become British, but of course he's been here more than he has in Italy now. You know, that's a few years ago, he passed that border where he's lived in the UK more than actually in Italy.
And for you now, what's important for you in your life at the moment? What's happening to you?
Well, I'm now, 2 years ago, I got married, which was very exciting because I'd not been married before. And as I say, I've got 2 stepdaughters. My children are grown up, and Amber's away travelling all over India. David is all set up in Doncaster. So now my time is to concentrate on my, I've got like a new family really, with Dana and Ishka, and of course my wife Tracy. And that's all very new to us because it's only 2 years old. So we're spending a lot of time on working on that, you know, making it good for us all.
Who are you doing this for today?
I'm doing it primarily for myself, and I'm doing it for Strangers and Citizens, and also my family.
And is there anything that you would like to add or to mention to close before we go up, before you go up on the plinth?
Just to say to however I was chosen, I'm very, very grateful. And it's a great idea, Anthony Gormley. Incredible idea. Superb. And I'm honoured and humbled to have been involved and being asked to, along here today.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.